Hello.
Hey, good morning. It's so good to be with you. I hope you're having a good day. Just visited with the staff this morning. One of the members of the staff asked me, "How you doing?" And I said, "I was able to get up this morning." What a blessing. And you know what? Isn't it easy to take all of those things in our lives for credit, to just for granted, and we just go on our way. And so today, I'm excited to be able to be with just you. And I want to give you a portion of Psalm, I believe it's 89. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Well, I want to talk to you today again about our priorities. You know, it's always good to do a checkup when you start the new year. And after I was going through the Gospels and finding out how Jesus spent his time, it reminded me that I should talk to you and to myself, of course. I always get the message first about priorities. It's always good at the beginning of the year to do a checkup. How much time are we spending with Jesus? Spending in the Word of God and learning of Him. And so I began to think, who would be a good example? Well, at first I thought about Abraham. God Himself spoke about Abraham. He said, "I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him." In other words, he was saying, "I know Abraham well enough to know that he is going to teach his household, even when he's gone, after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord." Wow, what a statement to be made by the Lord Himself. So then he, for sure, had his priorities in the right way. And of course, he was called, Abraham was called the friend of God. Wow. I want him to be my friend, and I know you do too. Well, and the other person that I thought about was Joshua. Remember, Joshua was well trained by Moses, and when Moses died, Joshua took his place. And Joshua was a very strong, good leader. And at the end of his ministry, Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So he had his priorities right, didn't he? Well, then I thought, I've got to have a woman and mention it on my broadcast. And so then I began to search the scriptures, and I thought of Mary. Mary was a sweetheart. She was loved the Lord with all of her heart. And on my last broadcast, I talked to you of the first incident in her life where she had taken time to sit at Jesus' feet and hear his word. I'll just review it a little bit. I won't take time to read the scriptures, but you remember the story. It's found over in Luke, the 10th chapter, where Martha was serving in the kitchen and Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet. And you remember, Martha was a little bit upset and chided her sister. And she went to Jesus himself and said, "Bid her to help me. Don't you care that my sister has left me alone to serve?" Yes, that's exactly what Martha said. And then Jesus spoke up before Mary could even say anything and said, "Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." And so that's the good part, and that is spending time with Jesus and in the Word of God through prayer and learning the Word of God. And I thought about, we just really need each one of us to be jogged in our busy schedules. Always busy, busy, busy. We have to be reminded, don't we, that we need to spend time with Jesus. And that's exactly what Mary was doing. It was her first priority. And Jesus himself confirmed the fact that she was doing the right thing. And so that's a reminder to you and to me that when we get up in the morning or we spend time in the evening or have a special time to read the Word of God, to study it, not just open up the Bible and put your finger on a verse and read it, but it's more than that. It's spending time seeking out new things in the Word that can transform our lives. And it's such a precious time. Well, now today, I want to go to the second incident in her life. And of course, it's covered in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. And so I think what I'll do is I'll go to John, there are 11 verses, and I'll read it and kind of give info as I go along. And I want you to just see how important it is for us as individuals to take time, or maybe I should say make time, to be with Jesus in prayer and in Bible study. Well, the 12th chapter of John starts out like this. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany. And you remember that's exactly where Mary sat at Jesus' feet, right in their house. And on my last broadcast, I gave some details about their lovely home. It was unusually big and unusually lovely. And so Jesus spent time with this family. He loved them very much. And you remember, he raised Lazarus from the dead. Well, that's where he's going to stop in and be with them again. And there he made a supper. Martha made a supper, and she served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Kind of get the picture. Usually the tables were very, very low, just a few inches from the floor. And they sat around. In fact, they laid around on an inclining chair and ate together that way. That was the way they relaxed and ate. And I imagine they must have had, Martha probably had some homemade bread. Can't you just smell that nice fresh bread that she made? And no doubt some fruit, because they always had fruit. And I don't know what else they might have served, but usually that was always served in their meals. And then something exciting happened. Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, and it says very costly. And Mark says very precious. So it must have been really something very, very special. And as I was doing my research, I did some checking on it. And I remember that when my husband and I were in Cairo, Egypt, we visited an alabaster mine. And while I was there, I bought two pieces. And one of them is carved in the form of the head of an Egyptian woman. And the other piece is carved to look like a lion. And these pieces are tan in color and streaked in white. And I thought it would be interesting for my own children to see what Mary's bottle was made of. That's why I purchased them. And I learned from the encyclopedia that there are two different kinds of alabaster. And they're made of two different chemicals. And of course, the most common type consists of a special kind of gypsum made of hydrated sulfate of lime. And of course, this alabaster, that particular kind, is usually pure white in color and is very soft. And of course, its softness makes it very easy for carving. So I suppose there was lots of places where you could buy that kind. But the craftsmen formed vases, and they made ornaments and building stone from alabaster. Well, the other kind of alabaster, which is the kind that I purchased, is harder. And it is carbonate of lime and made and formed in kind of a stalagmites and the same content. And, of course, that is called oriental alabaster. And it has bands of different colors. And I suppose that's why mine has the color of white along with the tan. And, of course, it's obvious that my two carvings are made from the area just outside of Jerusalem. And I'm sure that Mary would have had whatever was popular in her area. And both Matthew and Mark addressed it as a box. And John addressed it as a container. Well, the alabaster box contained a perfume that was made from a spikenard plant. Probably it came all the way from India. No wonder it was very precious, and no wonder it was costly. And the plant has a root that's shaped like an ear of corn. Isn't that interesting? And a cluster of the thick stems. It is about 2 inches thick, and it grows from the top of the root itself. And of course, this part was the main source of the perfume. I had to smile because the World Book says that the odor is not pleasing to Western people. But that was very interesting. So anyway, we've talked about her pouring the ointment, very costly. And she anointed the feet of Jesus, wiped his feet with her hair. Can't you just see that? She loved him so much. And she's remembering, no doubt, and as I pondered these wonderful portions of Scripture in Mark and Matthew and Luke and John, I wondered, you suppose Mary is remembering what Jesus talked to her about when he stopped by and Martha chided her? Do you think he told her? I just wonder if he didn't, that he was going to be leaving and die on the cross and that he had to go back to heaven. Oh, I wonder. Well, maybe I can ask her when I get to heaven. What do you think? Well, anyway, then one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone, and against the day of my burying hath she kept this. And then he said, the poor you have always with you, but me you have not always. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus to death, because that by reason of many of the Jews, they went away and many believed on Jesus. And then when I turn the page and look back in chapter 14 of Mark, this is what Mark reports. He says, Jesus said, she has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the bearing. And this is what I wanted you to take note of. Verily I say unto you, Jesus said, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of as a memorial for her. So Jesus was saying, I approve the fact that she showed her love to me by having the right priority and loving him and showing it by anointing his feet and actually for his burial. What a beautiful story and a reminder that as we go through the year of 2014, that we spend time with Jesus and that we grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Just a reminder, it's so good to be with you. God bless you and goodbye now.